Jamaica's dancehall reggae music is different from that of artists like Bob Marley. Dancehall is gritty and jagged. The lyrics are often dense Jamaican slang, raw, street tough, and some critics say violently homophobic. Day-to-Day producer Christopher Johnson has this report, but first a warning, this story includes language that will offend some listeners.
Back in the 1970s, things seemed pretty peaceful in Jamaican music. Even if the streets outside your average Kingston dance hall weren't so safe, artists like DJ Ja Buzz encouraged fans to keep the party inside amiable.
Peace, love, and unity is the foundation of our community. When I play them sounds called a love and not a wiener, you know? Peace and love!
Since then, though, some dance hall artists have taken to writing more violent songs. Now, they sing a lot about murder, and anyone can be a victim, including homosexuals. Dancehall superstar and Grammy Award winner Beanie Man had this underground hit, Han Up There, last year. In Rapid Fire Jamaican Patois, he sings, "Fire burn gay man. Let me see your hand go up. Let me see your hand go up." He calls for an equally violent fate for gay women. Beanie Man has made a few songs with lyrics like this, but while those songs have earned praise in dance halls, lately they've also drawn strong protest.
The message doesn't seem to have got across to Beanie Man and to the other performers that preaching hate may be something you can get away with in Jamaica, but you won't get away with it in Europe and in the United States.
David Allison is a spokesperson for the gay rights group Outrage, based in London. Last summer, Outrage went global to protest the anti-gay music of Beanie Man and that of seven other dancehall artists. The group formed a coalition called Stop the Murder Music, made of about 10 gay rights groups in the U.S., Canada, and Europe. Allison says the coalition is applying pressure where it's sure the artists will feel it most, in their wallets.
We're trying to stop them getting awards, and we're trying to stop them performing. To have the discs and the albums that are on sale and that contain the offensive lyrics withdrawn from sale so that they get the message that peddling hate just to make some money is not acceptable in most societies.
The Stop the Murder Music Coalition has several recent victories. They convinced sponsors and club owners to withdraw their support for Beanie Man's summer tour in England. His shows there were all axed. Then, Beanie Man took two more major hits, this time in the U.S., where gay rights groups also protested some of his music. In August, R.J. Reynolds cut Beanie Man from 14 concerts it's sponsoring this fall, and MTV called off Beanie Man's Miami performance associated with the Video Music Awards. It was like that all summer. Many big-name dancehall artists had tours and concerts shut down in cities where gay groups threatened to protest the music. Anything, tell them start it right. Popular dancehall singers Elephant Man and Vybz Kartel faced another kind of trouble in England. There, the Music of Black Origin organization, which gives awards to black musicians from around the world, cut both artists from its nominations list. Songs like Elephant Man's strongly anti-gay Anything I Anything have made him very controversial. Gay men will get slaughtered, Elephant Man chants. All of them will have to tell the world goodbye. As outspoken as these artists have been on their songs, their record labels have been largely silent. And singers like Beanie Man have insisted that their music does not incite violence against gays or any other group. But other artists have conceded ground. Vybz Kartel spoke with the BBC radio program Today. In a recent interview with program co-host James Naughty, Vybz Kartel took a fresh position on his music.
No, and he learned from mistakes and actions.
That sounds a little like an apology for the sorts of things that were said and the attitudes that were expressed in the past. Would that be fair comment?
Yes, that would be fair comment. And we want
some music critics say it's the protesters themselves who aren't always fair. Laura Gardner writes for The Beat, a Caribbean music magazine. She says dancehall is part of what's called sound clash culture, where artists compete in musical duels. At the heart of those confrontations, Gardner says, is a lot of tough but harmless talk.
There is a lot of violent language in the music, you know, kill the sound boy, who can come out on top. I don't necessarily think it incites violence in people.
Dancehall observers like Marlon Regis agree. He's a freelance music critic. Regis believes that the size of the controversy misrepresents dancehall music.
There are a lot of artists that their audience or their focus of writing is only Jamaica and the Caribbean, and they still don't touch on anti-gay lyrics. The percentage of lyrics from these dancehall artists that touch on anti-gay lyrical flows is very, very small.
Those arguments don't convince many gay rights advocates. They insist that dancehall artists must stop writing anti-gay lyrics, whether they mean any real harm to homosexuals or they're just jousting with one another. Outrageous David Allison is especially adamant on this point because
the lyrics are filled with incitements to violence, which inevitably are going to be used as justification for attacking gay people.
So far, Allison says, it's been hard to have meaningful dialogue with the musicians. Their managers have been very cautious. But he's determined to pursue even the most popular artists until anti-gay lyrics find their way out of the dance hall. For Day to Day, I'm Christopher Johnson.
And him tip it and lag it and him fly down for my wife. Jagger turns with a new brand style.